Answer. Last week, a US company called Gilead Sciences announced that, in cooperation with the Prague Institute for Organic Chemistry and Biochemistry, it had developed a new drug that could spell just such a breakthrough. The drug, so far known only as GS9219, has shown fantastic results in the first phase of testing on animals. Professor Zdeněk Havlas is the head of the Czech research team involved. He told Daniela Lazarova all about what could be a revolutionary discovery.
The reason that it was so active is that the compound, the modification of our compounds, is targeted specifically towards the cancer cells. And as a result, it can damage the tumor in a very short time with a single dose. Specifically in the preclinical studies, one dose removed tumors in dog in 6 days.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. I hear that it's now being tested on human patients in the United States. What kind of cancer does it treat effectively, or do you expect it to treat?
We know that the compound is active against a so-called non-Hodgkin lymphoma, which covers relatively broad kinds of cancer, and also against the cancer of blood, because it's accumulated in the lymphatic cells. We don't know whether it will be active against another kind of cancer. It's under the investigation.
What kind of hurdles could you still come up against?
Well, now the clinical trials started in the American hospitals under the ruling of the Gilead company, and it will take relatively a long time, and nobody can guarantee that what was observed in the preclinical studies will be valid when tested on the people. It can be either toxic, or the body of human beings will react slightly differently. But because it was tested on relatively big animals with body which is relatively similar to the body of the human beings, we believe that we will pass all the three stages of the clinical trials, and finally it will be approved as a drug for treatment of cancer of people.
So this could be a major breakthrough.
This is a major breakthrough for the cancers where it is active, and there is still something which we don't understand, which is a big goal for the scientists, why these compounds go specifically to the cancer cells. Once we understand what is the reason for specific targeting to the cancer cells, we can understand the basics of the treatment of the cancer, and after that it will be a real breakthrough.
When you say you don't understand why it targets cancer cells, does that mean you just got lucky?
Typically in the science, you need much of luck to discover something new.
Right. And finally, when could we see this cure? When could we see it on the market?
Because the FDA approval is relatively long, it will be, I guess, in 6 years, maybe even a little bit longer, then it will be approved, and then it could be used in normal hospitals.
And that's Professor Zdeněk Havlas talking there to my colleague Daniela Lazarova.